Hey, LeBron, Chris Sheridan, SheridanHoops.com, in the middle on your right. In the last 2 minutes of the game, you came up with a couple steals from Steph. One was off an inbounds play. And after that steal, you started pointing at your head, maybe at your temple a little bit. What was going on with that?
I seen him run that set before. And I was just telling the coaching staff that I was in tune, and I knew it was coming.
Chris, right here.
Chris Haynes, Cleveland.com. Bron, during this postseason, you've had multiple guys step up aside of you and just play well. Tonight, it was the dynamic duo of you and Dellavedova. When you look at what you guys were able to accomplish out there, was there a time on the court where you knew that you two got two guys had it going?
Well, I know one thing I'm going to count on Deli as always is how hard he's going to play. He's going to give everything he got, his body. He's going to throw his body all over the place, and he's going to compete at a high level for how many minutes he's out on the floor. Tonight it was 38 and a half minutes, and for 38 and a half minutes he gave everything he got. And you know, it was great to have someone like that out on the floor that's willing to sacrifice everything for the better of the team.
Over here on the right.
Right here, LeBron. Robert Littow, BSO. Can you talk a little bit about your teammates accepting their roles and their defensive intensity for this game? A lot of people are equating it to like the Allen Iverson 76ers team that went to the finals, where you're handling the bulk of the scoring, but they're really locking down defensively, knowing their roles, and helping you out in a great way.
Well, we said it from the beginning that in order for us to win, we have to defend. And my guys do a great job of coming out of defending. Everyone knows their role. And we all play our role to the best of our ability. We don't step outside our box. And, you know, when you have that type of chemistry on the floor, it makes everything work.
Joe over here.
LeBron, Joe Varden, Cleveland.com. The other day you didn't like the suggestion that they were letting you get 40-plus points. Tonight, Steph Curry was talking about how your 40 is not the problem, that it's just coming in it with a high volume of shots. I'm just curious your reaction to that comment.
I don't have a reaction. Just trying to do whatever it takes to help our team win. If it's high volume shooting, if it's high rebounding, if it's high assists, whatever it takes to help our team win. We out two all-stars, and we out a starting center, so I have to pick up You know, some of the shot attempts that I don't, I'm not a high volume guy. I don't like to shoot high volume shots, but it's the finals and it's whatever it takes. So, I don't have a comment for Steph. That's not my concern. What my concern is how I come out and play, be aggressive. If it's high volume shooting, I'm living in the paint. I shoot 34 shots, but only took 6 threes. And one of them was a heave at the end of a shot clock. So, it lets me know I'm being aggressive.
Al over here.
Al Sarasovic, San Francisco Chronicle. After game two, LeBron, you challenged the Cleveland crowd to come out here and match the intensity that you saw in Oakland in games one and two. How do you think the crowd helped out today? Did it help motivate you guys? Obviously, you came out with big intensity.
Well, absolutely. They were unbelievable from the start to the finish. And, you know, we fed off them. And we just try to give it all back to them for 48 minutes. As loud as they were, they need to go home now and start soaking up a lot of tea, drinking a lot of tea for the next 36 hours, whatever the case may be, because they need to be just as loud Thursday night. So I need you guys to get those voices right. And, you know, but they're going to be unbelievable Thursday night as well. Those guys, everyone, they're amazing.
Dave in the front.
LeBron, right here. Dave McBenham, ESPN.com. Back to what you were talking to Joe about, the efficiency is something that's one of the few ways where you'll consistently critique your own game, even in a win. Did you have to go through some sort of mind shift to kind of allow yourself to be okay with playing this way or get yourself to the point of playing this way?
I'm not okay with it. Not okay with it, but I'm so outside the box right now. I went 7 straight seasons with improving my efficiency, 7 straight, until this year. You know, previous 7 seasons, 7 straight seasons with improving my efficiency as far as shooting. But this is a different challenge. This is a totally different challenge. I've never played where two All-Stars was out. You know, so, you know, it's a different challenge for myself, and it's outside the box, but it's not too far. It's not far for me to go grab, and I'm just trying to do whatever it takes to help. I know you guys keep hearing me elaborate on whatever it takes, but that's what I'm trying to do. And, you know, I'm high-volume shooting, but it's not like I'm going out there and I'm high-volume shooting and I'm not doing anything else. I'm doing everything for our team to help our team win, and that's all that matters.
Noah, right here.
Noah Kozlov, CineSport. Steve Kerr said that felt like his team lacked life those first three quarters. When you're out there during those first three quarters, did you get the sense that it was you guys that was sucking the life out of them?
No, I mean, I don't think those guys lack life. I think they came in. They, you know, we just try to put pressure on them like we've done the first three games, the first two games until and then tonight. But I think those guys, you know, they got a rhythm in the fourth quarter. Part of it is because we allowed them to get in the rhythm at the start of the fourth. We had some costly turnovers as well. You know, we let Steph shake free, but some of Steph's threes was some he made in the fourth quarter was some of the same he missed, you know, in game two or early in the game tonight. You know, we had some heck of a contest. He was just, you know, he let him go. But, you know, for us, we just got to continue to put the pressure on them, try to keep them below their averages. They're going to make shots. They're a great team, great players, great coaching staff, and, you know, we just live with the results.
All the way in the back.
Nick Camino from WTAM Radio in Cleveland. LeBron, what you guys were able to do defensively to them in the third quarter, they only had 55 points. I mean, and it seemed like you kind of took the wind out of their sails a little bit. Is that satisfying for you when you're out on the floor seeing that you're almost being able to break a team?
Well, it's not satisfying when they end the game with 91. I mean, we hold them to 55 points through three quarters and we allowed them to break off at 36. It's not satisfying at all. We got a lot of film to watch tomorrow. We're a young group and we have to learn from our mistakes. We had a lot of mistakes in the fourth quarter. You know, I think everybody's going to remember the turnovers we had late, you know, but it started from the beginning. We have to learn from those things, and we're a young group. And like I told the guys, it's okay. It's okay. We haven't been in a lot of these situations, if any, with this group. But, you know, the best teacher in life is experience. We experienced it tonight. We're going to watch a lot of film tomorrow on how the ways we can get better, close out games the best way, and we'll be ready for in game four.
Over here in the front.
LeBron, Gil Tamari, Channel 10, Israel. Can you please elaborate on your working relationship with Coach Blatt? Earlier this evening he said that he's not always know what you are going to do, but he's certain that you will do the right thing. So can you please give us your side of this relationship?
I think our relationship continues to grow every day. You know, and you know, to have a guy like that who's been around the game of basketball for so many years, he wants the best out of his team. He wants the best from himself as well and his coaching staff, and to be able to be the leader of the team, I just try to give it all back to him. You know, my mind is always working throughout the game, and you know, sometimes I'm able to say it verbally, sometimes I'm just thinking the game, and hopefully that the coaching staff and the players and the guys and Coach Blatt know whatever I'm doing is for the best for the team, and he's allowed me to do that, and I respect that a lot.
All the way in the back left.
LeBron, Allie Clifton, Fox Sports Ohio. Given all the adversity that you guys have faced here in the postseason, when you see Shump go down, leave the game, and then come back and play with what nearly looks like just one arm, what does that show you?
We just can't afford any more injuries. We just can't, especially from a guard perspective. And you know, I just thought about his shoulder. You know, as soon as it happened, I knew exactly what shoulder it was, and I was just hoping for the best. And you know, when he came back on the floor with his shoulder wrapped and knowing that he wasn't at 100%, but just his body out there and still competing, it means everything to the team. It means everything to me. It means everything to him as well. As you know, as you can tell, he came back out there. So, but we just we can't afford any injuries right now. You know, we're already depleted.
You got Josh and Jeff here, last two.
LeBron, Josh Weir from the Canton Repository Standard right here.
One, is there a scarier opponent in the league than Steph when he gets going like that, especially at the end of a game? And two, is there any concern going forward that he's found his rhythm and he's kind of found his shooting stroke a little bit?
A scarier opponent in our league. We have some very great basketball players in our league, and Steph happens to be one of them. His ability to shoot the ball. I've never seen someone that can shoot the ball off the dribble like himself, ever. And so he's always keeping you off balance. Every game is different. He caught a rhythm in the fourth quarter tonight and hit some big shots. But for us, we just try to continue to make it tough on him. He's a great player, he's a league MVP. And that's all you can ask from our defense. We held this great team to 40% shooting. It's not just about one guy. Even though he's going to get it going, we just got to make sure we do a good number on the rest of those guys.
Jeff, over here, last one.
LeBron, Jeff Zilgit, USA Today. In regard to that team defense, how much has it helped during the playoffs that you've been able to dig into an opponent's tendencies in a series compared to the regular season where it's one game on to the next opponent?
Well, a regular season can never compare to a playoff game. Just because, we play so many games throughout the regular season. And, you're going from city to city, players to players, different systems. You don't have much time to really get into the books and get into the tendencies and things of that nature. In the postseason, you're able to, kind of not get a rhythm, but know what's going to go on. Because, once the playoffs start, not many teams are going to change. You've worked so many months to work a system that's what you're going to see. And, for us to... for our coaching staff to be able to put us in a position where we feel like this is best for us to win. As the players, we just try to go out and execute it the best way we can by playing hard, competing, making them take tough shots, and also attacking them on the other end. So, the playoffs is definitely a great way to just lock in on a certain team and not worrying about having to fly out and be in another city here or be in another city there or see another opponent the next night.